40 activists involved with the International Solidarity Movement, Palestinians and Israelis were illegally detained by Israeli occupation forces on Tuesday, August 5th. The activists were attempting to prevent the demolition of a home in Masha, Palestine, that falls in the projected path of the apartheid wall. A peace camp has been established at the home with the constant international presence to ensure that the home was not demolished by Israeli occupation forces. The construction of what many people are calling the apartheid wall has been the center of much activity for the Freedom Summer campaign of the International Solidarity Movement. I spoke with Claire Pott, an activist with the International Women's Peace Service, about the recent arrests and the apartheid wall.
Basically, we've had over the last couple of days warnings that the peace camp that we'd established at the house, like you described, was going to be visited and everybody would be removed from the site. A couple of them were false alarms, and this morning, it wasn't a false alarm. 30 people had slept overnight at the camp, and at 7 o'clock in the morning, the Israeli police, border police, accompanied by almost 50 soldiers, arrived and began to dismantle the camp and drag people out. People weren't in the camp at that point. They'd tried to surround and get up on top of the roof of the structure that was threatened with demolition, and they were dragged away one by one, sometimes very roughly treated. I witnessed myself a number of people being, had their arms twisted, kicked, and just generally abused. They were placed into a couple of buses that the police had waiting at the other side of the checkpoint, and they were held there for about, for as long as it took for them to get everybody, and then as they were driven to Ariel, which is the main large police station in the West Bank, which is where they are now.
Mm-hmm. Now, could you speak about the context in which people were fighting this home from being demolished? It stood in the way of what is being called the security perimeter by Israel, the apartheid wall by Palestinians. Right. Can you give a little bit of background and context about this?
Sure. Well, it's been about a year now that this that areas along where the wall is to be built have been undergoing construction. And the first stage of construction is that the bulldozers and other heavy machinery need to come and clear a usually about 100-meter-wide path through whatever stands in their way, be it olive groves or trees, any other kinds of agricultural fields, that kind of thing. And in this particular case, somebody's house, not their house, not the main part of their house, in fact, a structure connected to their house where they keep all their animals. But in any case, that's hardly the point. But so what happened was that this house, the police and the border security, the people who are in charge of making sure the wall's path proceeds on plan, had visited the house a number of times and warned the family. First of all, they offered the family that they would, if they were to demolish the house, they would repair, the Israeli authorities would compensate them and put them another house inside the village further back. The family, of course, refused because they don't want to be moved from their property and where they make their livelihood. And so the reality was that the fence of the settlement against which this house is abutting, and the apartheid wall, the two between them, if the apartheid wall were built in the path where they intended it to be, the house would be trapped in the middle of those two fences, and the family would be effectively in their own personal Gaza and would be allowed out three times a day.
Now, this type of displacement when it comes to Palestinians and the construction of this apartheid wall, is this something that we're seeing throughout the construction, or is this an isolated incident?
Well, it's not an isolated incident, but it is less, it's not as usual as what has been happening in most of the areas, which is that the wall will be built and it will leave entire communities trapped, if you like, between the green line and where the wall now is. And so, of course, They can't enter into Israel on the other side of the Green Line, and because of the wall, they can't get back to their families and connect with their community in the rest of the West Bank. So as far as I understand, it's about 95,000 people are, if the wall is completed, 95,000 people will be trapped in the middle, if you like, between the two barriers.
Now, back to the arrests that just took place. Can you speak about the International Solidarity Movement and its role this summer in what's being called the Freedom Summer Campaign to oppose this wall, specifically with this action, but in general also?
Well, I can. I'm connected to the ISM through another organization that is working with them. So I couldn't purport to speak directly for the ISM, but definitely the ISM have been very active in trying to raise awareness about the fact that this wall, first of all, in its sheer being built, is destroying the livelihood of hundreds of thousands of Palestinians. And, of course, once the wall is in place, it will also, as I said, trap many thousands of people between the two barriers. And apparently, the Israeli authorities have stated that there will be gates placed in the wall at intervals in order to facilitate access for Palestinians whose land is on the other side to enter. But as yet, nobody has seen any evidence of those gates being marked out or placed. And even if they are there, it seems that they will be kilometers apart from each other, which, of course, will necessitate people making huge detours out of their way in order to go to school or to go to work on their lands or to visit their friends. So the ISM has been one of the major organizations involved in trying to bring in members of the international community to come here to take part in nonviolent acts of protest against the walls being built and to work in and live in solidarity with the community that is threatened.
Now, there are over 40 activists who are detained currently because of their opposition to this apartheid wall. President George Bush of the United States has come out somewhat critically against the construction of this wall. Obviously, this wall is a giant barrier for any type of implementation of a just peace for the Palestinian people. Do you feel that the construction of this wall can be halted in any way? And which type of actions and organizations do you think can help facilitate that?
Well, I think anything we can do is at least, in the first place, showing the Palestinians that they're not alone in their struggle and that there are people out there and increasing numbers of people out there who do know what's going on and do care about it and care enough to come here and to stop it or try to. I definitely think that actions like those that the ISM and other groups have carried out are, in fact, very effective because, first of all, we're strictly nonviolent. And we have managed over the Freedom Summer campaign to engender quite a lot of press coverage, which, of course, helps get the story out about what's going on, much more so than really in any other sense. In fact, here I am talking to you probably for exactly that reason. So that helps too. But, of course, it also incumbent on every person who hears about this to pressure their governments and their representatives to bring a stop to the wall because it's clearly an obstacle to peace. I mean, evidently, it not only does it trap Palestinians on the other side of the wall, in between two barriers, but of course, if you look at the wall, the path of the wall, it's very evident that, and also because of the geography of the region, the parts of the West Bank that will be lost to the Israel side of the wall are, in most cases, the areas of the most highly productive agricultural land. Because they're on the coastal plain or on the foothills getting on towards the plain, coastal plain of Israel. So we have vast numbers of wells will be confiscated. Access to water is going to be severely limited. And, of course, the most productive agricultural land is also lost. Not to mention, of course, that the wall itself, its construction, has already necessitated the destruction of greenhouses, olive groves, throughout the hundreds of kilometers of the wall's footprint.
Just one final question. What do you see as happening to these activists that were arrested this morning? We're actually here in Montreal. There was one Montrealer that was arrested in this action. So there's a lot of people awaiting to kind of see what will happen at the hands of the Israeli defense forces. So,
right. You're pretty much in the same situation we're in. Luckily, some of the activists who've been detained, and this is an important distinction, in fact, they've been detained, not arrested. At least most of them have been detained and not arrested. Apparently, under Israeli law, somebody can be detained and held for 24 hours, and then they must either be released or formally charged. So far, we've heard seven Israelis, one Palestinian, and one other woman, an Italian woman, have been formally charged with offences. The Italian woman was charged with assault, resisting arrest. We don't know what the charges are pertaining to the others. It seems that everybody else will eventually be released, but the action that the group are calling is that they will not leave the police station until everybody is released.
العيد والسعد عالسعد من أجل الأرض.
You've been listening to an interview with Claire Pott, an activist with the International Women's Peace Service, about the current detention of over 40 ISM activists by Israeli occupation forces as they attempted to prevent the demolition of a home in Masha, Palestine, in the way of the path set for the creation of the apartheid wall throughout the West Bank. To get more information about the International Solidarity Movement, visit www.palsolidarity.org and www.ismcanada.org. This piece has been produced for CKUT Radio in Montreal by Stefan Christoph.
يا شعب النصر خليك بدربك ساير.